This is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins were off last night, but that does not keep them out of this morning's headlines. The team traded away 8 players prior to yesterday's MLB trade deadline. The list of traded players includes star player Carlos Correa, Griffin Jacks, Ty France, Willie Castro, Harrison Bader, Brandon Stewart, Lewis Varlin, and Danny Coulomb. In all, the team has shipped out 10 players via trade this week, mostly minor leaguers coming back. It could be years before we see the finishing result of yesterday's historic sell-off. Meanwhile, the Twins open a 3-game series at Cleveland tonight. The AAA Saints are in Ohio as well. They were nearly no hit last night. They lost to Toledo 7-1. The Vikings will be back practicing today after an off day yesterday in Eagan. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy says his body is doing well.
I'm feeling really good. You know, it's considered the dog days of camp, but I feel like, you know, the guys are fired up and amped up for today. And KO and the trainers, they take great care of us. The training staff, they do a great job of just making our bodies feel absolutely amazing going into each and every day. And I feel like we're on a great track.
College football, the Gophers wrap up their first full week of fall camp with a practice today. One of the biggest question marks heading into the 2025 season is what two guys will win the starting cornerback positions. Gone are Justin Wally and Ethan Robinson. Zaquan Bryan started 3 games last year. He's a front runner to claim one of those starting positions.
You know, every guy that come in, they want to fill that shoe, those shoes that, you know, those cornerback left for years and years on. And every guy that come in, they bring a lot to the table that'll help us in that room, and I'm grateful for everybody in that room.
The Gophers will have a free and open practice tomorrow night at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Gopher men's basketball team is wrapping up summer workouts today. New head coach Nico Medved says he's learning about his team, but he's not ready to name starters or get too detailed just yet.
I think we have some depth, you know, at certain spots, and I think this is a group that maybe we can play a lot of guys, but it's a little too early for that. You start to have ideas of what it could look like.
This is M&M Sports.